Raising expectations, raising hell. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. And that is the title of one of the books by Jane McAlevey, an educator known across the country and worldwide for her organizing acumen. McAlevey led successful campaigns with the AFL-CIO and the Service Employees International Union, and she spearheaded efforts on behalf of nursing home workers and taxi drivers and janitors, among others, as well as on behalf of immigrants' rights and tenants' groups and climate activists. As for unions that fail their membership, she said, "I teach workers to take over their unions and change them." McAlevey stressed that organizing employees involve more than the workplace. "It's bigger than that," she said. "Do your kids have a good school, a clean and safe park, affordable housing, transportation?" Organizing is protected by fundamental constitutional rights to freedom of speech and freedom to assemble, to associate, to band together for the collective good. These ideas are foundational. As Benjamin Franklin purportedly said at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, "We must all hang together, or most assuredly, we will all hang separately." McAlevey taught the skill of hanging together as workers and as communities. This April, facing unremitting cancer, she published an open letter saying, "I have loved being in this world with you." This Civil Liberties Minute mourns the passing of Jane McAlevey, who passed in July at the age of 59.